Next patient is Larry King. This is a consultation request by a doctor. Ashok Verma is for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation. This patient is a 71-year-old male with a history of atrial fibrillation period. Patients completing a shortness of breath, decreased exercise tolerance associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Patient underwent external cardioversion. However, patient did not stay in sinus rhythm period because the patient symptomatic atrial fibrillation referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, metoprolol, succinate 100 mg 2 times daily, semistatin 40 mg daily, hydrochlorothiazide 50 mg daily, losartan 50 mg daily, fluticasone, digoxin, LKS period, allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia, review system in general, denying recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, no nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. Examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 80 to 90, and irregular respiration sustained. Weight is 238 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregular, 1 over 6, systolic murmur, heart of the rest on a border, there is no gallop for abdomen soft, normal active, balls on rest, MVD, no edema. Click emission number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, number 3. Congestive heart failure recommendation. Patient's atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can be benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein, stenosis period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Ashok Verma, consultation date is 6/15/22.